Okay.
This is Paul, being the AHC 1D, on November the 3rd, 2009. I'm officially calling the meeting to order. We had three subjects that we know which one we want to start with. The small area planning and what the other two?
Transportation plan.
The alcohol and the alcohol permit.
Yeah, on what?
Issues.
Issues, okay.
So, we can start with each subject you want, or either you guys can just start it wherever you want. Might be a subject that you're on that you don't have. So, we can start wherever you want.
So what is the alcohol plan? When you say alcohol issue, what's the alcohol issue? Who can discuss that? I know we can talk about voluntary agreements and the summary report from the leadership summit, but what is the issue?
Well, there isn't a issue. It's just that everything isn't firmed up about the approach. That's all.
And people are different
to managing the alcohol establishments.
So does this have to do with live music and...
Well, I think it's more generalist about voluntary agreements and how we are trying to handle alcohol establishment issues in the neighborhood instead of sending everything downtown. Right. And probably Claudia can best address this.
Okay. Well, my name is Claudia Schlossberg, a long-time resident here, and steering committee member of Fairmount Pleasant. What I understand right now in terms of where we are is we had a process over the summer where various focus groups were done, and there was a kind of, I don't want to call it steering committee, I forgot about the core committee. And a report was generated. It was a grant that APRA gave to Main Street to give out recommendations for what is called a responsible hospitality, I guess, approach to managing alcohol licenses. About a month or so ago, the core group met, and Francis Solly was there with a couple of people from APRA, and it's our understanding that APRA is willing to accept the recommendations of the neighborhood for a new approach, rather than having voluntary agreements which are literally opposed by a, you know, group of four, group of five, whoever wants to do it, who approaches the restaurant first or the business first, that we create.
Do we have the interpretation going?
Yes.
We do? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Anyway, that we have as a community what is, I guess, now being called a code of conduct. We might change that name, but basically a baseline agreement as to how, you know, what people would agree on in terms of what, you know, how they conduct themselves. And if we put that in place, then APRA is willing to basically, I guess, run a pilot, if you will, to see how it works.
Put this out just for the general information. What is APRA?
APRA stands for the Alcohol Beverage Regulatory Control Board. They regulate all the alcohol licenses.
APRA is the Alcoholic Beverage Regulatory Administration, and ABC Board is...
Okay. So my understanding is we have been working on a report. There were some issues with the way the report was written, and Adam, as the kind of coordinator of the process, allowed whoever wanted to comment on the report. We're supposed to come back together and finalize the report. And my understanding was that Fred wanted to present the recommendations to the ANC, and they were going to try to get on your agenda in December. And then I heard from Adam just by an email last night that he thought Fred might be coming today. I don't know. I have no independent verification of that at all. But what I do want to say is that there is a very important opportunity here for the community to resolve some long-standing issues and to put in place a new process that will be more democratic, more transparent, and I think more conducive to having to supporting our existing businesses, allowing them to manage their businesses the way they see fit, to have live entertainment if they want to, and as well as being more welcoming to new businesses. But it requires a kind of, you know, process that we have to engage in terms of coming up with, for lack of a better word, code of conduct. The idea would be, as you have said, Jack, that you know, serious issues. We have a bad actor here, somebody who's actually violating the ABC laws, serving minors, serving drunk people, those kinds of things. So those are the kinds of issues that, you know, ultimately ABRA should address, but other things that are really around quality of life, those are things that we should be able to manage through this consensus, through this process. So I don't have any... I mean, I have no idea whether Fred's going to be here or not, or what he was going to say.
Fred and I have had several conversations in the last week. As early as yesterday, it was my name.
Have you introduced yourself? I don't know.
My name is Greg Edwards, and I'm a commissioner. And in fact, this place is in my district. It's because I'm half of the commercial corridor. And so, Story and I are the co-chairs of the Commercial Corridor Committee of the Commission, which overlaps this planning area. All the three planning areas quite substantially. And as such, we try to maintain, we've had lots of meetings, and we try to maintain an oversight and conversations with everybody about what's going on and what are the possibilities. So, Fred at last word told me that he intended to be here tonight. As did, there was a possibility of a representative from the Department of Transportation, and Tariq Bolt said, all three said that they were going to be here tonight to be able to answer questions.
Was it exclusion?
Okay.
I have continued to complain about the process in which all three of these have been put together. And it is not to pick on this particular processes. These are the ways that the process has gone on with most agencies for a long time. So this is not to cast names or say that it's because of a particular faction in the neighborhood or a particular faction in the DC agencies that are doing this, but it's to recognize that the processes typically fail to reach. They may have a call, but they fail to reach the diversity of people in the neighborhood. And the main complaint is that they fail to fulfill the principal part of the code of ethics of the International Association for Public Participation, which has four components. But basically the ones are that people understand.
We have Fred and Sally.
Yes.
Welcome to the Lion's Den.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Glad to be here.
Come on over here. There's room over here. We can switch. We can pull the circle out a little more.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
That you identify the various main interests and make sure that you're going to reach all the main interests. The second component is, because otherwise if nature takes its course, usually the same old people participate in response. so this code of ethics says that it is not sufficient just to let nature take its course. You've got to actually intervene. Second thing is that you've got to investigate, and it takes a lot of work, and it's something that the executive branch needs to do, because they have the money, to investigate what are the alternatives. So it is specifically then unethical for just one alternative to be presented. The next requirement is that the consequences of the alternatives be considered. And the fourth is that those consequences be understood by people who also understand the various interests, because they're in it and work very closely with it. So without innovation, then we tend, typically without innovation, you tend to favor one part of the neighborhood because you're not considering all these different factors. So I have been talking with Fred and with the others involved in this process to say, look, we still have time to fill out this. And we probably won't have time in the 30 business days the law requires for things to be submitted to the AEC. But we have time during the final formation of this, and perhaps we can ask the agencies to add on some extra work so we can get identify the various interests, the alternatives, understand the consequences, and so on.
Okay, Gene, can you stop for a minute? This is an informal meeting, and this is for us to hear what the public has to say, and I would like if the commissioners have comments, if y'all could keep them short, because it's supposed to be about the community today, please. So, Mr. Masali, would you...
Yeah, let's hear from Fred.
Come on, so we can question and people may have some questions of you or what have you.
Sure. Thank you for having me. Fred Masali, I'm the director of the Alcoholic Beverage Regulation Administration. Wanted to come here tonight for a couple of reasons. One, has been to a Mount Pleasant ANC meeting of any sort in a while, and I thought it was good for us to get involved. I think we've had, as Greg's mentioned, this process, which I'm pleased by the fact that it appears for the first time in a while we have a lot of Mount Pleasant groups coming together, which is very productive, and we're very excited about that. I think part of ABRA initially had concerns about getting involved in the process. I think in talking to the groups, it was determined to be helpful for ABRA to play a role and to help these healthy groups come together. And so our major role is to be there to the extent we can and that our resources are helpful to work for a productive, better Mount Pleasant. Other aspect we kind of talked about, and I think Greg touched upon, ABRA, we're not trying to rush anything on anybody. We think there's been a process in place to the extent that is helpful to get comments from the ANC. We support that, and I think what we'd like to see, possibly if the ANC was agreement on the December meeting, was an opportunity for a report to be presented to the ANC's comment at their December meeting. Because for this process... Sure.
We want to facilitate transmission equipment and basic products.
We know.
Thank
you. How about we just launch things? I know if you get too far back, we'll have to hear you.
That's how we're going.
Some of them don't want.
¿Alguien más necesita traducción, equipo de traducción? ¿Equipo de traducción? ¿Hacer beneficio? ¿Alguien más? ¿Equipo de traducción? ¿Equipo de traducción? ¿Seguro? ¿Ninguno? Thank you. Please go ahead.
Sure. Just to reiterate, ABRA thinks it would be helpful to now control the ANC schedule, obviously, but either in December or another meeting for the ANC to have an opportunity to comment on the report before it's final, an opportunity to comment on that, because it's important if we're going to move forward and work together, ABRA, the ANC, community organizations, I think two things have to happen. One, the ANC needs to be involved. I think without buy-in from the ANC, you know, I think there's an issue. Obviously, the ANC has had a great weight, and I think the ANC should comment on the report. Second, I think that commenting on the report is helpful because ultimately what we believe it would be good and beneficial is for organizations and groups to come together and meet and talk about, you know, what's in the best interest of Mount Pleasant. Clearly, for that to happen, we need to make sure that any groups or organizations, I think you were at this point, Greg, that it's important that all organizations be included. It's clearly if there's groups or organizations that are not included or don't feel that they've been included in the process, then there's a problem. So I think the ANC should help with that in terms of comments on the report.
Let me ask for a higher level statement of what you are trying to do, what we are trying to do, and how this will affect people who are here.
Sure.
I mean, you're trying to make some changes. What are the changes and why?
Sure. From my level, what I've seen is two things. One is on a government level. I think it's important for the district government as a whole to be working together. I think we've seen some planning studies and what have you that have said certain things. I think it's important for the government to speak with one voice, whether it's ABRA, planning, what have you. I think it's important that we work together with the ANC and the neighborhood in terms of the direction the neighborhood should go. Second, what I think is important, where I think ABRA can be a facilitator, because ultimately, you're the ones who need to determine what's in the best interest of your neighborhood, not me. But as a facilitator, what I see progress is having organizations work together for the first time I've seen in a while, which to me is extremely productive, to determine what the direction is you want the neighborhood to go and for us to support that. I think what we've seen in the past, I'm not, you know, going to pick on any group, but in the past we've had MPNA, they had these agreements and we had these fights over these agreements. I think to the extent that everyone's willing to sit down at the table and work together, that's positive. And that's something we can support. What I do want to make sure happens, though, is the point that Greg has raised, which is making sure that everybody feels included in the process. If not everybody feels included in the process from the start, which I think the ANC can help through community media, commenting on the report, what have you, then we run the risk of things going back, you know, to the way they were, where people don't feel included in the process, they're not involved, and then everybody's not going to work together. And if we don't have everybody working together moving forward, you know, then we're going to have problems, and it's going to be harder for ABRA to support that process.
Perhaps this is an opportune time to ask the people here, what do they see as the alcohol-related issues in the neighborhood? What is wrong? What do we need to change? Would that be acceptable?
Yes.
Sure, that'd be great.
Let me just say this. I have read Evelyn Brewster, 3150 16th Street, Residents Association, participant in the Latinos Association and several other organizations here. I have read the summary report from the leadership summary, and I think it's an excellent report. There are a few areas that may need a little tweaking.
Sure.
But from what I've read, there is still so much work still ahead of us,
right,
that every group and every person that wants to be involved will have a place to be involved. We are at the beginning. This is not the end. So Commissioner Edwards talking about some international standards. I think all of those are going to be met because the work is ahead of us. This was just the beginning to kind of lay a framework. And I believe it's excellent. It's related to the businesses. and of course to the residents as we relate to the business. So my encouragement would be that the ANC would have community forums like this, where people can speak freely without having to get permission, raise your hand, do you have permission to speak, and all of that, have some real open dialogue to get feedback, to make sure it's well publicized to as many groups as possible. Because there are a lot of groups, so it may not be possible to go to every building and get every residents association to come out, but there are other organizations where these people overlap, just like I do. I overlap in about 5 organizations. So somewhere we're going to be representing and being represented. So my recommendation to the ANC would be to have forums where they can get feedback, where they can comment but not make the rule. Hear from the people but not make the rule for the people.
Thanks.
So were there some business owners in the audience that wanted to speak on this issue?
I see no business owners here. I'm here from the Mount Pleasant Business
Association. Identify yourself.
I'm here from the Mount Pleasant Business Association. My name is Gabriela Mosu, and I work as the executive director for the association. I'm here, to represent some of the business owners. I think that I want to echo what Evelyn has said. Some of them have been part of the process. Some of them may be eager to, again, become part of the process once they read this report, which, again, I see it as a framework, as a starting point, some very good suggestions, and certainly we want the neighborhood to work together to create perhaps some of the things that they recommend, I think, are good, and again, move forward. I think it's important for, on behalf of those who participate and are interested in this decision, I think it's important to finalize the report, circulate it, and then start the process. Those who want to be interested in participating, given the opportunity to do so, and move ahead.
Thank you. Yeah, my name is Alberto Ferrofino, and I'm the owner of Don Juan Restaurant. Me was I'm here tonight, because I have a different issues to talk, but we don't have no much time. We want to talk about the agreement. Actually, we are very concerned about the agreement we have with the MPNA. It's so restricted, and like I told the ABC board about the past 4 years, we signed this agreement because we have no choice, but that's a voluntary agreement because they enforce us to sign this agreement, because if we don't sign it, they're going to put us our legalizing every year. So that's the whopper they use it to attack to us to sign the agreement. So I'm working with the Hiraman Pleasant Group, and also we're organizing a Latino Association of Mount Pleasant. So we are here to support it, so they can help us to terminate this agreement. And we only have the Hiraman Pleasant agreement. Or, in the other way, we can modify this agreement. Because that agreement has too many restrictions. We have a problem about the live music. Some business, they don't treat it with the same uniform to the business. I don't know why they treat it in different ways. When we have the same license, and we live in the same area, in the same neighborhood. For example, they told me I can have a roaming mariachi. Can be 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. But they have to keep a single around the table. So that's ridiculous to me. But I cannot have 3 people with the keyboard, like a piano, one with the guitar, or one with the accordion, because they consider it like inline music. But I can have 12 mariachi with the violin, guitar, bass, and inline music. So, I'm very concerned about this. because I don't know, and they're keeping me confused. That's just ridiculous to me, and I'm please asking to the ABC board and also to the agency, because we are right. Latino Association of Mount Pleasant, here in Mount Pleasant, Main Street, we already talked to them, and they supported to us to terminate this agreement. So please take into consideration of this for the future when we go to the next meeting, so you can vote in our favor.
Can I just... Claudia?
Excuse me?
Yeah. I just want to say, one of the reasons why we got involved in this whole process with the Responsible Hospitality Institute was to address one of the issues that Alberto has talked about, which is that every business was treated differently by the MPNA in terms of how they negotiated the agreement and also how they enforced the agreement. You know, to this day, we have restaurants that don't have entertainment endorsements, and yet they're allowed to have entertainment. So, you know, we went through a two-year process before you with Alberto. So my hope is that coming together around this process, that we create, as Gabriella said, a framework that allows all the businesses, not just the restaurants, but also the retailers, to have a level playing field. I think that will also make our neighborhood more attractive to new businesses that want to come in, whether they have alcohol licenses or not. But I think one of the things that has been very difficult for the businesses is the environment of uncertainty. You know, where, in fact, we have a situation now where, you know, one of our businesses got fined because they didn't have a sign up. You know, it's like we really want to have a system that addresses the things that affect quality of life in our neighborhood, and to get away from, you know, sort of punitive systems. We also know that one of the reasons why sometimes businesses are not doing well in terms of managing their alcohol issues is lack of training or lack of knowledge. And actually, here I'm very proud of the work that Paramount Club did with the Business Association and others to help increase the level of understanding and training. We did that like a year ago. We really stepped up the training. So I'm with Gabriella and others in that I think we want to move forward. I think it's great that the ANC holds some community meetings to get additional input, but I don't want to see this process. It's already hard enough to move this process forward. We're all working jobs. We're all trying to find time to meet, and we don't need to slow it down. I think we're ready to move forward.
I would like to add today we are here in support of the 3121 Mount Pleasant Streets Cooperative. And first, I would like to tell you that we definitely support equal treatment to all businesses. We are considering talking with him and others to see if we can join the Latino Association in the area. And we are definitely interested in the quality of life. And related to that is an issue that we bring here tonight. I would like to first identify who are the ANC commissioners. And I would like each one of you to take this.
I will pass them over. Just a there's more.
Okay. And I have a few extra, so if and we have an urgency today. The DC Housing Department told us that we need to get the support of the ANC local in order to go ahead and get to settlement of on the purchase of the building at 3121.
To get what?
Settlement.
The settlement.
And so. The city has already gone through the process of taking a vote to support and to make the money available, but the only missing piece is your resolution. And we went to the website, and we know that this is a business meeting, not your regular meeting, but we cannot wait until the regular meeting that you have in order to get this resolution. So we wanted to present it to you tonight and to hear from you as to if we can get the support and how we can get to the to the signing of the resolution so we can send it to the HGD and get that set up and going. And so that's on that. And again, I repeat that we are interested in equal treatment to all the businesses. And also, we certainly have input in the issue of substance abuse in the area. And so now we would like substance abuse. But for now, we would like to see if we can get your support in this short resolution and how can we get it approved and sent to the
community. Clear. Can this be done 2 weeks from today, or do you need this right away?
Right away.
You need this right away?
Yeah.
Why?
Why? Because everything has been approved, and the HGD tell us that once we get the agency support, they can schedule a settlement in 48 hours. And as you know, we're dealing with the city, and we don't want to wait until the week of Thanksgiving because it's not going to happen. And the owner of the building, the seller, is not too happy that there have been some delays on the purchase process.
Let me say that I will need to add a lot more detail, particularly why it's only 15 years. Increasingly, the pattern of affordable housing is moving to 50 years, and much more than 15. This does, when it's less than 15, it tends to accelerate the turnover and the removal of lower cost housing. So I would like to know more of the details on this. And
Details will be available, but right now.
Excuse me, if it's necessary, we can schedule a special meeting to consider this, but I for one, want to be more informed because we've had this happen before, and this turned out that many of the details were very important. I don't want to sign a blank check.
Yeah, I need to hear from others and then to see.
Can I respectfully ask for a 5 minutes break so we can coordinate this activity and come back to you, Commissioner? Just 5 minutes break.
Right. Es importante
para con ustedes poquito para empujar esta vaina. I'm suggesting that to coordinate a little bit so we can present that to the commission and una forma unánima, creo que sería mucho mejor.
I see, but I like to hear from the commissioners. That's why we are here.
Okay.
So okay.
Well, we can do it one or two ways. We can either however which way you all want to do it. If you want to give them the break, we can go ahead with the other people who are speaking on another issue and come back to this. Whichever way you all want to do it. But I, for one, know that I am not going to be presented with something and make a judgment at the same time.
Right. I think that the suggestion to have a special meeting is fine. Our only concern is not to wait until the Thanksgiving period because then it will be a lot.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. So maybe you can give us a meeting this week, next week.
Your meeting's on the 3rd, 17th.
It's way over the 3rd right now, so I think that we can have a meeting. Support. And
there's plenty of time between the 17th and Thanksgiving.
So what's
the? I'm sympathetic to the situation here, but I think it is important that we study such issues with care and not make immediate decisions. It seems to me that with our next meeting on the 17th, and Thanksgiving isn't for another week, that would be quick enough. I'm sorry that we can't do it right away, but I think that would have to do. I would be inclined to take this up at the meeting on the
17th.
We are here as a resident of 31. We rent you for 2 years now.
Yeah,
and we just need your support.
We
Janita supported you. And also just some background information to, about 3 years ago, this group came to you and you used the arguments of affordability and the fiscal year not to take the motion. So I wasn't here at that time, so I don't have the details. So I don't, my only concern is that for us, the 17 is good, but for city employees, we don't know. So that's why we are trying to get it sooner. But we can be reasonable, and I was hoping that you will also try to accommodate, you know, for some time next week, Tuesday or Wednesday. And I think that an hour meeting or 2 hours the most will be sufficient to put the information in to get you to take a vote.
He wasn't finished.
I was here almost a year ago, but they told me you're going to have a presentation here in Kansas speaking. So they were, I was here twice. Again, you have an English on Spanish speaking here. So I was trying to get my group here to this meeting. But my group, they told me to wear with the English from here, with English, English, and everything here, to be listening, everything English. So that's what they told me. So we come back. Now the ACD, they have proven us alone. But we need their time is fine for you guys, by the way.
So would you consider, sorry.
I certainly would want to support this. However, we've had two commissioners say that they would not vote on this today, so that we could not pass, if that is true, they don't change their mind, we could not pass this today. We have a meeting on the 17th. To have a meeting in between, we would have to put up posters a week in advance, you see. It isn't, it's just, we can't just have a meeting. We have to advertise it. We have to put up posters at least a week in advance. So it's not that simple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I might defer to you and your procedures. Definitely, yes.
Those are the city's procedures, yes. Yeah. So
that's what I meant.
Yo quisiera. First of all, I want to recognize Saul Solorzano, a long-time activist in the community and accepted director of Parese. Thank you for your leadership in the community and your long-standing support for people in our Latino and other communities. I apologize, we were not aware of this. It was coming today, and the Latino Association definitely is in full support of the activities that Parese does. But the activities that the residents in that building needs, because the dream of having the house ready to be owned by them and just needed some support is there, right? And it's like you have your chocolate already, you cannot taste it, you just have it already in your hands. And I remember Jose so many times, and Pedro, you can see him cooking in the kitchen with us, really putting a lot of dedication to making this community stronger. So, just as a background, we were the Latino community, the Latino Association, has been pushing very hard to ensure that these meetings are meetings of discussion for the community. All right. So, there were a lot of issues about putting forward some resolutions today. And we were arguing that some resolutions, you know, we need to honor the process that this is community meetings where we can give them feedback about what we need and what we want to do. All right? So we are caught between the rock and the hard place. We are almost in the spider today. So our recommendation, that's what I wanted to ask 5 minutes, so we can coordinate and come up together and support the process. I'm sure that we will support what you guys need, that an association will support, because we share the same values. and most a good number of your members are members. So, but understanding what they are saying to us is you want to have a meeting, one of the commissioners wants to have a meeting with the group, all right? And understand more details the issues that, I don't know what question would there be there, and then schedule a hearing or a vote into the process. We perhaps can get a vote earlier if we can present the documents earlier.
And on that point, if you allow me.
Allow me to finish. And then we can perhaps ask them to have a vote by internet or something. But we can ask. That doesn't mean you can give it to us. We can ask. So, or we can just wait until the 17th. But I thought it's asking us.
No, we definitely. We'll talk, and we talk all the time. So, is it fair to say that, okay, let's agree on the 17th, but if tomorrow or before we get any communication from the housing department that will put the opportunity in danger, not going forward, can we approach you and ask you for special consideration so we can have that meeting before? If you agree to that, we are happy.
Okay.
And who will be the contact for the contact? So, and,
But let me say it also. When we have an issue to be brought to the ANC, there is no need to wait for an ANC meeting.
Okay.
We are better off going to a commissioner.
Right.
Any of us. We are around all the time. So you don't have to wait for any special time. And that way, we can study it, we can help you prepare it, and we can, as individual commissioners, bring it to a meeting. That will help a lot.
Yes.
Rather than surprising us here.
Yes. And just as a point of information, we got this information today around 5. So we are doing fine. So, but we apologize for writing things.
Okay.
We also ask that people in these complicated cases, we give those to the input. We like to see the primary documents and the interview to read them. So, because there's a lot of misunderstanding that this can happen. And it's only when we see the primary documents and we ask questions and make calls, looking through some alternatives. Because it's the it should be more of a collegial discussion where we can go back and forth. We have responsibilities for the whole neighborhood, and sometimes there are other interests that need to be balanced off. I mentioned one earlier, that we have an interest to maintain affordable housing, not just for 15 years, but for a much longer time. So generally, we would like to see these things in writing and have a chance to think about them and talk to people and examine alternatives.
Yes, sir.
I just have some basic questions. Greg, is this building in your district? Do you represent the residents of this building?
Yes, Stormy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Can I have your contact information too, so?
Sure, that is our ANC commissioner. Okay, I just had a question for you. How many residents are in this building?
15,
15.
15. 15. 15. 15.
15. ¿Quién se mira?
18.
18 unidades.
Is it possible for Pastor Stoney or Jack to tell them what criteria you need to study so that they can give you the proper documents 10 times?
We just need details.
I'm happy to tell you that. But the Mount Pleasant package that we have submitted to the DHCD is a bit thick. So you can see it with permission.
Do you have that electronic form?
Oh, many documents. And Rick Eisen is the attorney for the project, and we'll be happy to give you his information.
He perhaps has it all in electronic form, because it's much easier for us to and to look at it. You would not believe, every day, we've been agitating for a long time to make sure we got the various executive agencies, and there are almost 200 of us, to send us what they're doing and their proposals. And And if we got the ball landing on our desk every day, it would be over 100 hours a day to deal with this. So we have an enormous load, but we also have to for volunteers.
Yes.
Other than that, is we have a preformed policy. We have some precedents, but we're mostly trying to work out the policy as we go along, case by case, based upon talking to a lot of people. And the next thing I want to observe is that this issue has, in the past, prompted a lot of case law.
Can you repeat that, Jeff?
What?
That's great. I'm sorry. Can you repeat it?
This agency, years ago, was much more active in some of these, providing some of these legal cases. Have you prompted a lot of case law? And then there's a other case law, which is, case law means appeals court rulings. And then...
Greg, okay. Too much detail. Too much detail. Let me finish off.
We need our... Or to get great weight, our resolutions have to have a why section where we give evidence-based arguments. And it's not just our opinions does not matter. It's only the evidence-based arguments that matter. And this takes time. We need the help of everybody to do this.
Okay.
I can't go back to these alcohol issues as long as Trey is here.
Yeah. I'll stay as long as you need to.
I would just like
to... Can I come back?
Excuse me.
Please, madam.
I would just encourage the commissioners when you get the information, how quickly can you get the information?
It's available.
Okay, so if you can get it to them tomorrow or the next day, so they can have as much time as possible to review it. I would encourage you to get it to them so they have as much time to review it. I would encourage the commissioners to keep in mind that when you're going to settlement, you don't always have time to make case law. You gotta go and settle whenever the money's there, when the property owner's ready. You gotta move sometimes at a pace that's not your own. So I would just encourage you to keep that in mind.
Yeah, we don't want to be the reason why this doesn't happen.
We don't want to be, no, you don't.
Okay.
And if I'm over a 50 years commitment to some place, I don't think it's too human because I don't expect 50 years that long. But we'll talk about it.
I think you need to do what's reasonable for you, and for this opportunity.
Yeah.
And we've got small area plans and some other activities we're engaged in that we can fight the 50-year battle.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we apologize for taking some of your time, but
that's what we're here for.
Thank you for coming.
And again, we will be involved on the equal treatment for all the businesses on the issues of sustainability, and we'll be present more often in the future.
One small point. I've been involved for a proponent for affordable housing for a long time. And there's some considerations that I would really appreciate talking with you about so that so we can make sure that we preserve affordable housing and lower cost housing, not just for these immediate people, but certainly these immediate people, but also so that we can perhaps add some things that will make it available for Mount Pleasant for the longer term, so that Mount Pleasant will continue to be diverse.
Okay, do we want to go back to the alcohol? I think we need to do one subject at a time. Now yes. That's the other commissioners. This group.
Thank you, and we're happy. So we'll be talking, and we'll let you know if they want us to have your actions sooner rather than on the 17th. Thank you.
May I give you my card and name?
Yes, sir.
Okay, do we have any questions for Mr. Masali?
So, Mr. Masali, what do you actually need from this community in order to
Can you repeat the question, please, for translation?
I asked, what do you need from this community? I saw your 21 plan.
Yeah, 21-point plan. That's not related to this. It's pretty much what I was looking for. We're going to have a report that is going to be worked on. It won't be final, but we've had an opportunity for additional comments from other groups, which I think is good, to make sure we get as many groups participating as possible. What I thought was a good idea was for the report to be submitted to the ANC meeting in December, and for the ANC to have an opportunity to comment on that report, get any additional feedback, make any suggestions on the report. December doesn't work, obviously, it could be a different meeting. But I think the ANC, one, needs to be involved in moving forward. ANC is obviously a key component of the neighborhood. And second, I think the ANC should be involved in reviewing the report and giving additional feedback as necessary after being given an opportunity to review the report. So that's what I was asking for. Because I think Claudia made a good point. You know, ultimately, we need to move forward on this. I think there's a lot of importance here. I think, you know, we had obviously, I think part of the process here is to make sure that everybody's treated equally and fairly. And so part of this is to make sure that there's an agreement of how people should be treated so we don't have disparate treatment. I think also this is a good exercise to find out how far Mount Pleasant's come. I think that, you know, one of the things we heard in these Mount Pleasant cases was that if we had live entertainment in Mount Pleasant, that, you know, the sky was going to fall in, and I don't think that's happened. So I think you may be inappropriate to review that. I think that's a valid issue. I think whether or not there should be outdoor seating is a valid issue. I'm not making decisions. That's your guys' realm, not mine. But I think that it's important that these issues be discussed as we move forward, and we just want to be a vehicle for that. And I think the ANC is obviously a great opportunity for discussion on these issues.
Good evening. My name is Juan Carlos Ruiz, and I am a member of the Latino Association of Mount Pleasant. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate that. I have a question and a comment.
Sure.
So what is the role of the ANC in the community?
Well, you may want to ask them. That's probably for them. I don't know.
What is the role of the ANC in the community?
As far as the ABC.
Sure. As regards to ABC, the ANC is entitled to great weight. What we do...
ABC.
Yeah, I'm with, obviously, just to be clear, the Alcoholic Beverage Regulation Administration. We have a 7-member board that hears cases. We actually give notice of new applications. I think you discussed last week there was a transfer to a new location you had. We give notice, and hopefully you guys are getting them electronically now, at least the ANC, of liquor license applications. The ANC has 45 days to comment on that application. That is given a great weight. In addition to that, obviously, we provide comment to the neighborhood in terms of through placards. You have the opportunity to placards. I don't know if you've seen the big signs we put up. I don't know if anybody's seen those. But we obviously care what the ANC has to say, and they're entitled to great weight. So really, they have a role in the process.
So thank you. I asked that question because we're still trying to figure out what the roles are. To have the role of ANC that's going to give you suggestions and recommendations to you, and you value that highly.
Right.
And to have them in the process where the community is working their differences together, that has a lot of influence of the ANC presence in those community roles. It's not that I don't want the presence. But I just want you to be aware that that is what's, that, that could happen.
Sure.
All right? And to the contrary, I see the ANC role in a different way. We should have, as community residents and their community members, they should have the community should have the process. Perhaps you can facilitate the process without taking it over and be part of facilitating the process and let the community work the stuff together and hear from what happened and us having now a voice in those processes. So, yes, I'm still trying to figure out how, you know, some ANC members, they have a lot to say within the process, being part of the process. After that, you're going to give the recommendations. Without that really creating some reactions and the outcomes of what the process we're trying to build, right? So I would like you to reflect on that, because the Latino Association now, we have read the recommendation, the draft of the recommendations, and it's very obvious that Latino presence, grassroots Latino presence there is in need. And we will provide our comments and we will provide our suggestions, and we will be part of the process. But as we come into the process, we also want to be very alert to what the players are and the roles are. So
sure.
Just put for your thoughts are that the fact that how, by you asking that process to go that way and your recommendation has power, how that can be influential to the outcome.
Yes, thank you, and I appreciate hearing from you that you're going to be involved. I think that's great. I think it's absolutely wonderful. And I think, you know, like I said, and I think Claudia may have hit on this as well, I think the fact that people are coming together and working on this and moving forward is wonderful. And that's what we want to see, because if we have groups that are divided, then it's going to be the situation we've had in the past where you don't necessarily move forward together. I'm not going to mention, I think there's one other group in the city, I'm not going to mention that they've had a lot of problems lately, and I've seen a lot of energy put forth, but they're not working together in a productive manner. And, you know, they're in the current and they're everywhere. Everybody's working on elections and everything else, but they're not working together to improve their neighborhood. And what you're seeing is businesses are leaving that neighborhood. You know, residents are angry and it's not productive. Now, there's a lot of energy being put forward, but it's not being done productively. And that's what I want to make sure happens here. And that doesn't happen if the ANC is not involved. If other community groups that want to be involved, if they don't have a seat at a table, then we're not going to move forward. So I think a lot of good's been done, and I commend everybody for what they've done so far. We just need to make sure that before we just move forward completely, that everybody feels that they've been involved in the process to make sure this is equal and fair, as I think we've heard many times.
Hypothetical.
Sure.
To clarify once. Question about the relation of power relationships. Let's say the different community groups, including the ANC, get together and have this one same plan. But hypothetically, for some reason, the ANC says, as a group, no, we don't want this. And they recommend that upstream you. But everybody else is very happy with it. What do you think would happen?
I think it would be great that Cross that bridge if we got here. I think I can't imagine that, and maybe, you know, if you got a turn, but if every single person, I don't know, if every single person came to the ANC in the neighborhood and said they want this in their opportunities, I would think the ANC would listen to that. I think you'd have an interest to hear what other people have to say. Now, obviously, the neighborhood was divided, and there are people saying, yeah, this, some people saying, not, so that's a different story. But, and I think Greg hammered at this point, that hopefully we'll have agreement, is the fact that the board and ABRA are required to take the points, you know, of the ANC recommendations point by point. So I would hope you wouldn't just say no. You would say no, you know, here, yes, here, but we think it should be this, and then we would work with that, and then we, you know, deal with it appropriately. I think what we're talking about here is collectively coming together and moving forward, so, which I think is positive, and I would hope you would embrace that. I think if you said you didn't want to be part of a process moving forward, neighborhood, that'd probably raise other issues.
Then there's a new election.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, there'll be some new elections.
Okay, I'm going to ask for one other comment, Greg, after you finish, if we could just go around the room so we can get the opinion of everybody that came tonight on what you're thinking. I'm truly interested in finding out if our new resident over here is thinking right about now.
Well, my answer is we've done a lot of research, hired a lawyer to look into what are the legal responsibilities and so on. And it appears, and we found the research, the legal research says that number one, when an agency starts a planning process, even through contractors and so on, they are required early, and certainly by the first public meeting, as the report said, that then they send to the ANC a process by which they can conduct this planning and consultation. And the ANC can then have great weight in commenting on how that process should go. What I propose to put into some other agencies is that we work together, because we know the neighborhood pretty well, to make sure that all the different interests are involved in this. And that's, I think, a natural collaboration. The second stage is that at the end of that process, when the plan is completed, then the agency is supposed to send a copy, as the law says, first class mail. We ignored that. Email is sufficient, usually. And then, as he said, there's 45 days for the agency to respond. And in fact, it's only when we give argument by argument, point by point, evidence-based arguments, that then they give great weight. If it's just their opinion or a summation of the opinion that we've heard, they don't have to give great weight.
Can I just make the point, and I want everybody to understand, that this whole process, which took place over the summer through a grant that Adler gave to Main Street, involved a lot of neighborhood groups, but Greg Edwards participated in this process as chair of the ANC. David, you were there as part of the ANC, and Phil Ponto, a third ANC commissioner, was there. So I don't want to leave the impression that the ANC was not engaged or involved in this process. In fact, you were. It's important, and I agree with Fred, it's
not
necessary.
Really.
Well, you attended meetings just like everybody else. What's important is that this report come to the ANC formally so that you can resolve to approve it or disapprove it, however, because legally the ANC, you as an agency, have to give them great weight. So I support that, but I certainly don't want anyone in this room to believe that the ANC was not involved and that this is the first time they're seeing this report.
Okay.
Amen.
So,
I'd
like to go get on around the room and get you guys' opinion and any input you have, any questions you have, or what have you.
Sure. My name is Nick. I just moved in at 1822 Irving Street with my other job. I'm obviously new to all of this, and I came out of curiosity more than anything else. And I think that what's been said is that there's, there are a lot of generalisms being thrown around. So I don't have any opinion whatsoever on the discussion. You know, if there's something, a specific business plan that is contentious and people take sides on, you know, I'd obviously be interested in that. But
can you give your last name?
Yeah, D-A-Y. I'm glad I came tonight and I learned a fair amount. So, good to meet you guys and hopefully I'll see you around.
Well, can scare you away. That's a good thing. Good.
My name's Mike Pope. Like he said, we just moved in. And he pretty much summed up what I was going to say pretty well. So, before we say anything else.
Well, let me just say, you're a demographic that we didn't have represented.
Young white guys?
Young white guys. And we need to have that viewpoint, because that's
you guys have only been there for like one day, right?
We moved in Saturday.
Okay, we moved in Saturday.
So that's great.
We got a couple of live ones here.
Right, exactly. And you represent that group that we don't have. So I'm going to give you what we're discussing.
Is there any kind of Mount Pleasant listserv or all?
They're all in this room and they want to see the information to reach them. Trust me when I tell you.
Just Google Mount Pleasant.
Or go to the Wikipedia article and.
Can we move on? Tony, I'm sorry. Can we move on with this? With this?
Yeah, I'm just.
Okay.
Young man.
I'm Joaquin. I've been a resident here since I was born. I've been in ANC meetings before. Is there anything specific you wanted to know? Or?
No, just if you had some input or some questions or something you wanted to talk about.
Not really. Just move on. Thank you. Over with. Yeah.
Sí, mi nombre es Rosa Riva y
Rosa Rivas.
Vivo en 3149 de
Montpresa.
Soy parte de Latin Association y estoy acá para apoyar a todos personas de negocios. Me gustaría que hubiera un cambio, hubiera una unidad entre los labor y business, ANC y todas las organizaciones de la Montpresa. Y una petición es porque sabemos cómo está la economía en este país. ¿Por qué no permitir a los dueños de negocios que continúen con su música en vivo hasta las 3 de la mañana?
Why we don't let the business people in the area to keep with their live music and to
treat eso es bueno para la persona que está dando su canto y para la persona de negocio y para que ellos también y tengo una pregunta, me gustaría que me educaran un poco sobre un pequeño problema que están pasando en mi edificio. Tratamos nosotros de sacar un permiso para hacer una construcción en el basement y hacer dos.
We have tried to get a couple permit for do a construction in the basement of a building.
Tratamos de sacar permisos y se nos fue negado porque dicen que no quieren más negocios latinos sacando empresas.
We tried to get permits to create some small business in the basement, and they denied to us because they said they didn't want more businesses in the area.
Y queríamos hacer esto, pero esta información no proporcionó la persona que nos está. The
management company just told us that that's what they wanted. That's the response.
De ustedes me eduquen a mí cuál es el proceso que sigue paso a paso, qué es lo que se debe hacer.
To do that. Can we do it?
Let me say that the ANC can have great weight on the issuance of permits. And so, what you were told, the city policy, looking at some of the other ANC commissioners, I don't see anyone recognizing that as valid or desirable. So if you get the details to us, and we can coordinate, then we can perhaps create a policy, be part of a policy that supports, and so that not just you, but others like you, know that we are going to pursue the policy of economic and community development.
Thank you.
Okay.
Can I just ask
again, Karina, I'm also from the Business Association. I would like to say directly to Rosa, that you should come to the Business Association for assistance, even if it's networking, and to share your issue with other business owners. They have gone through the permitting process. I have information I can give you. I'm surprised somebody would deny that the proof. It is difficult to get all the permits, but I'm hoping it's for a valid reason. This reason sounds a bit odd to me, but we have a meeting, tomorrow. And then about, in general, I think that addressing directly this process with the responsible hospitality is to recommend, I want to say that the ultimate goal on behalf of this association is that we need to improve what we would call the business environment. That is what we are interested in. Right now, from the outside in, it looks like it's very negative, that it's difficult to come and do business in Mount Pleasant, that businesses are not welcome, or that it's on top of already being difficult to get through all the city process, that then that this enables people to agree, that they're inviting, or that there are groups that are going to be against you, and, you know, that's unfortunate. I think things have improved quite a bit, but we have quite a bit of a hurdle to, again, make this a positive and to, you know, that try to leave that reputation behind Mount Pleasant and move forward. So I want to, you know, that's why it's important for us to be positive and from here on out to try to be as positive as possible.
And to be fair to the commissioners, because I know each and every one of them, they need to know that in these discussions that the ANC has been, the commissioners themselves, the ANC has been listed as part of the difficulty. So I'm happy to see you tonight, especially with one that was here earlier, talk to them about what they need to do and be so agreeable to them, because we have a bad reputation from the inside out in almost every way that you can think of it when it comes to business.
So again, people have all kinds of opinions. Some of it are not true, so we have quite a bit of, again, to kind of, you know, improve the reputation of the neighborhood. And so that, you know, I think things are really moving ahead, and I feel very positive. So, thanks, that's all I want to say.
How are
you? Yo soy vengo representando al Dile 3121, Campeles Street. Solamente soy miembro.
I just coming to the 3121 Mount Pleasant Street, a member of the building. Just get to this.
Solamente. Thank you. Gracias.
Yes, but also I'm a support what Gabriela Moses said about our business. We need a lot of support on our business because the Mount Pleasant business is still increased. You know, they are a lot of travel, you know, a lot of business go from a lot of places going out of business. We don't want to lose our business. And returning to what I said before about the music, we have the ideas to have about two night Anglos in that one restaurant, and we cannot do it because we don't have no license for live music. So I remember about a couple years ago, or 3 years ago, we have the cabaret music with the team we have on Guillermo Montreza, Darling, Samantha. Was packed that day, was crowd. And everybody liked it. So a lot of customers we have, and one day asked me why we don't have live music. Why they have to go to Alice Morgan? Why they have to drive when they live over here? So I asked again and again to the ABC board to the support. I know you sit down in the Main Street or in Mount Pleasant, here in Mount Pleasant, Small Business Association, Latino of Mount Pleasant Association. So, we got to move on. Thank you.
Tomorrow is Alberto's birthday, so I would encourage everybody to go buy Don Juan's, buy some food, buy some drinks, and we come back again.
Buy some beers.
Buy some beers.
Bring your computer, reach out internet.
When you pass the 21, you don't want to say when you're 40.
You want to go back to that line, come around?
My name is Martín Hereta, a member of the association.
Yes. 316 Evan Street.
316?
Yes,
316 Evan Street. 33 years of being in this community.
39.
My name is Caín Hernández, and I live 3121 Mount Pleasant Street.
Mi nombre es José Chofín, de la Comunidad de Mount Pleasant Street. Vivo en la comunidad por 22 años.
Mi nombre es José Chofín, y vivo en 3121 Mount Pleasant Street.
Vine a la Mount Pleasant y cuando estaba la cuando fue la peor corrupción de Mount Pleasant. martillo que quedaron aquí a pedradas aquí en la mujer, quedaron a tocar. Me apoyaron, entonces pero ahora pues estamos aquí y ahora sí creo que nos está cambiando.
I experienced the whole 10 years in Mount Pleasant when the people were throwing rats and putting fires and everything. I experienced all that when there were gangs and stuff like that. Now I think everything has, things are changing. I'm very glad to be here.
My name is Pedro Chacón. I live in 3121 Mount Pleasant. I'm a member of the Association Latina de Mount Pleasant. Hemos venido aquí, estamos como 8 personas que vivimos ahí en el building, y por eso les pedimos a los comisionados que si los pueden echar la mano para poder hacer la compra del building.
My name is 3121, I'm Pedro Chacón, and I live in I also member Latino Association. We are here right now, 8 people that we came here together to ask to the commissioners to please help us out so we can buy our building. Sin vergüenza y con confianza. Su nombre nomás con confianza.
Mi nombre es
Sandra Guzmán y vengo de 3121 Mount Pleasant. Mi nombre es Sandra Guzmán y vengo de 3121 Mount
Pleasant. Mi nombre es María Gloria Vargas, tengo el 3121 Mount Pleasant. Somos de la cooperativa que estamos iniciando la compra de Twitter. Gracias.
Su nombre es Gloria Guzmán.
Gloria
Vargas. Gloria Vargas is a member of the co-op that's buying the building in 3121 Mount Pleasant. Thank you so very much. She wants your help. Caballeros, ¿qué tal?
Sí. Buenas noches. Le doy las gracias a todos los compañeros presentes y a los señores especialmente que nos invitaron. Mi nombre es Sabino Quijano. Ahí soy un representante de la cooperativa 3121 de la Mount Pleasant. Les agradezco pues, porque nos invitaron a esta magna reunión y en apoyo a la situación que dicen que están teniendo por la situación de que no pueden aceptar música, ¿verdad? Y realmente ya están por ahí muy complicadas. Entonces, y nuevamente les digo pues gracias y espero que ojalá posteriormente si nos den el apoyo para poder adquirir el edificio, que hemos cumplido 2 años y nos logramos el objetivo y un sueño que tenemos todos para adquirir el edificio.
My name is Sabino and I'm the representative from the 3121 View, Mount Pleasant, the association that is working for 2 years to buy the building. I am very thankful and grateful for allowing me to come to this meeting, for opening this meeting, for us to share and look for your support. And I am very much in support of what the Latino businesses are doing here, asking for the right to have music and to any type of music they choose that they choose when they are doing their businesses. How about? She's my wife, we come together.
Yes. My name is Lorena, I'm part of the Latino Association and I've lived in this area for 27 years. I've been 3129. I'm glad I made it, because I was not going to make it today. I've had this past Wednesday, but I'm sure that I'll hear what happened. So I'm glad to be here.
Welcome.
Support all the time.
Thank you so much.
Come on,
sit on, baby.
Nombre qué es?
Carmen.
Tanya.
Déjala que hable.
Tanya. Carmen, ¿de quién?
I'm Cheryl Berger and my husband Rob Robinson, and we've been in the neighborhood for quite a long time. Just like all of us, we have a huge investment in this community and we're very active about it. But my main interest has been with Mount Pleasant Street, businesses on Mount Pleasant Street. And if you walk down the street, you'll see that there are 8 vacancies now. 8. And as former director of the Pleasant Main Street, I've seen the community fractured, and I've seen it coming back together again, a little bit better than it has been in the past. But I was really came tonight because I was concerned about the survey that is small, your planning survey that's on the website for all of us to participate. I'm not sure if that topic is on the table and the agenda tonight. I can hold off and wait for my comments. I think that survey could be improved. I think it is geared to answer favorably to one or two groups in the neighborhood. I think it's very amateurish and unprofessional. It's not a professional survey. I'm sorry, I don't know who wrote the survey, but it does not really relate to the urban planning, the land urban plan institute, planning institute. So I wanted to make a comment about that, and I wanted to hear what other people have found and what they think about that survey. Are there any comments about the survey?
I'll say I agree with you very much. And it's part of the problem where you don't, when one group that has a particular point of view drives the project, their point of view is going to dominate. And it is my sense and the code of ethics that I read say that it is required that you get many different points of view. And if you don't, then the survey is a cover-up.
I have a comment about the survey. I agree with you, Cheryl, more together, but I agree for a different reason. That survey didn't come about from one group. It came really out of the Office of Planning. And my suspicion, because I do this work in communications as a professional, my suspicion is that somebody sat at his or her desk and came up with questions where they already had a perceived answer, and that they did not have a professional company come in, look at the issues, and then develop the questions. The way we've always done surveys, national surveys even, has been you have to ask the question three or four different ways in order to get the true answers. So I would suggest, for those of us who feel that way, I've already talked to Tariq Bolden, but to be in touch with him, ask him to pull that one down. I think it'll have more weight. Maybe if the ANC would get behind it, or if all of us would get behind it, and email Tariq and let him know that we don't feel that the survey is going to.
Well, it doesn't represent this neighborhood in totality. It does not include all the populations in this neighborhood, and it also is pointing directly to a certain mindset that hasn't worked in the past. Everything that they've talked about in that has not worked in the past as far as revitalization of Mount Pleasant Street. So it's just old news being recasted. And I plan to answer the questions severely, but I wanted to hear what other people had to say about it, because perhaps there was some reason for it to be written in the way that it was written.
I really, for one, agree. I don't care for it either.
I don't want to speak for the Office of Planning. I think if you have a comment, you should send it directly to them. And all I know that they've told us is that, I bet you many communities, this is, they had three public meetings. This is the second online survey. I know I've seen you there. So what they told us, or what they, one explanation, I don't know about this particular one, is that the material that they come back with, that they put up, they say it's based on what we've said before. And so they keep putting up the comments they have received. And so take them out of their word or not, but that's what they've said before.
The comments are somewhat accurate as far as what has been said. But to take the survey, it is the survey itself that's...
Right. And because I don't think that
it relate to what the community has been saying, really.
Right. And I think that the survey, and I have to go and take it because we got a reminder today to take it. I
thought that it wasn't really a survey. I agree with you. It wasn't really a survey. It seemed to me it was exactly what was posted at the last community meeting, right? If they had these boards with this information, and people were at the comment on what was up there. So
comments were correct. I recall
right.
some of those comments and
right.
what we said we wanted.
Right.
When you want to fill out the information, it leads you to one.
Ah, okay. I see. Right. I would contact Jory Golden and make your comments. And I encourage everybody to go and and look at this website. My concern when they put things on the web is that there are many members of the community that don't have access to the internet. So it's only a segment that knows about the listserv and going into clicking into a website, and which is why I thought that the community meetings were hopefully going to get people there. But I would say let's continue to come. That's why I encourage you, and I'm going to go in there and take a look at it as well.
Okay, this gentleman over here has something more to say. Sí, en tantos años que yo tengo aquí, nunca he visto un informe o un cuestionario en español.
So many years I've been
here,
I have not seen a survey in Spanish.
Yeah. Nunca he visto a alguien que ande preguntando qué es lo que opina el público, qué es lo que opina las personas. Únicamente matan lo que les da la gana.
I have not seen people asking in Spanish what you really think about this and stuff. And sometimes feel like they're marking whatever they want to mark.
Yo creo que ella sí tiene que hacer un cuestionario en diferentes idiomas, porque la comunidad de la empresa no solo es inglés ni español, porque recordemos que hay varias razas, digamos.
Perhaps the AIDS issue encourages other ones that when they do the service and other activities to be done in different languages.
Okay.
We should remember that we don't have only Spanish speaking and English speaking, but we have other cultures.
Tenemos español, inglés
y vietnamés.
Pero ¿por qué nunca han salido siquiera a hacer comentarios en la calle o poner siquiera en los bordes que tienen allí qué es lo que opina la gente?
The boards that you guys put and the information you guys put and the polls also, maybe you should do it in Spanish, and also when you asking people to do it, perhaps in bulletin boards, we can ask people what they think.
Ahora con lo que se lavan las manos, que ponemos la información en internet.
Now that everybody wears their hands, says we put the information in the internet.
Hay muchos en que se bajan el internet, pero hay otros que tal vez no lo entienden y no hablan inglés.
So many that understand the internet system, and so many do not understand the internet system. Or don't even have access to it. And I'm sorry, I'm laughing because I was asking Jack this afternoon, how do you get this information from the internet? And I know a little bit about internet, but sorry about that.
Okay. So, do you
want to
have something to say?
Okay, my name is Robert, and I just wanted to say that I'm here because I support the recent efforts of Alberto and Juan Carlos, and I believe that they will represent the interests of the average merchants here and the shoppers, which is something that recent leadership of the Business Association of Main Street has not done.
Dave,
so,
do you have something you want to say? Steve?
No.
No? Okay.
May I answer this guy? I'm sorry, I forgot the name. A single complaint to the D.C. language access coordinator, I have found, will move mountains. We had this battle with ECHO, and it moved them dramatically. So if anyone complains, they have to immediately redo everything.
Yes, they're totally the same.
In all the languages that are requested.
So we can go and complain about the website, and they...
Yes.
Okay.
Not the ANC, because...
Not the ANC. They are not the law. Not about that.
But we're working on it.
No, we were.
Por favor, señores.
No puedo, so.
No hablo español.
So, a couple of things. Regarding to the process with ARRA, when are you expecting to have the final resolution, the final outcome?
Well, I don't want to say final, if that's a good word. I think what we were looking to do was have the report, which I think is almost done. It's pretty much, I think, and Connie may have more information than me, but I think pretty much it's, the report is done from what I understand. And so what we were suggesting was that it be presented to the ANC and be discussed at the December ANC meeting. If that doesn't work, obviously January could work, but I think the important thing was to get the report done in enough time in advance for the ANC to look at it, so you had time to comment on it before your meeting, because it didn't even get it at your meeting. We've talked about that today. So, you know, I think that would work in January better. We can talk about that. But I think the goal is to have the report, get it to the ANC, and have an opportunity for comment on it, and have a presentation made on the report. Get an opportunity to comment, so we get to see the recording everybody working together.
I guess what there is an urgency. We want to have this done, this whole process done as possible by February, March, so the merchants can prepare themselves to the spring and be ready for the summer, and we have time to promote and market and move forward with this thing.
Sure.
So I would like to encourage you to put the ball back in our corner and say, you know what, I would like to have this process in some time, because if it's all open for us, we're not going to move that fast. And
sure.
The Latino Association is very interested in moving this forward as fast as we can, inclusive as we can, and effective as we can. But it would be helpful to have some timelines.
I appreciate that, and if December's agreeable to the ANC, I think that'd be great. I'm also moving forward at the same time. I want to make sure that the ANC had an opportunity to comment on this. It doesn't do us any good to have a report if everybody's not moving forward, because then instead of moving forward, we're going to start moving backward again. And I think if the ANC's not involved, then there's an issue. So I don't think December's unreasonable. I don't schedule their meetings. Obviously, you know, that can be a conversation that can be had. I think either December or January would probably, you know, meet your February, March time frame, it sounds like to me. So.
Okay, no more comments on the I have urged Fred, if I may be so familiar.
Go ahead, sir.
Allow the ANC to work with them in the next month or so to bring in other groups that have not yet been heard from, like the Latino Association, Galway Smoke Pleasant, and some other groups. I know my experience, I interpret my experience with going to the meetings is that I presented some ideas and they were not listened to, they were not given serious shrift. So I think that we have a problem that where one group, with full honesty, they're good, well-intentioned, but everybody has their own point of view, they live in their own subculture, and so I'm not saying it's done in bad faith. It's just that the ANC, I think, has a responsibility in this two-part process of commenting and working in conjunction with the agencies on the consultation process and commenting on the final process. We can have a two-part function in the first part with the very capable energies of the Latino Association, and I hope of Always Not Pleasant, and some other groups. We can broaden this and consider some in the next month or so, and then go to rapidly as we can to the written presentation
so that the agency can read it and think about it and talk to their constituents and come up with final recommendations or advice.
Okay. Do we have any comments from the other two commissioners here?
We've talked about live music and why Alberto can't have live music, which is not fair. We know it's not fair. The problem we are working with is these voluntary agreements, which were written 10 years ago by a totally different group of people. And yet those voluntary agreements live on forever.
This is like the census.
Sorry?
This is like the census.
Even longer than the census. They redo the census.
These voluntary agreements live on forever, and they are very difficult to change. As we found out when we went through that battle of trying to win live music for a couple of restaurants, it was a long, painful exercise. It was very expensive in people's time. It took lawyers. It was an enormous battle just to change an ancient, obsolete, voluntary agreement. I know this is above your pay grade, but we would love to change the system so that these voluntary agreements would expire automatically and have to be rewritten every 10 years to keep up with the chain of love. Also, more than the line, I would like to see the ABC board, when violations are found, they should simply tell the restaurant, fix it, with a warning, instead of fining them. Don Jaime is looking at $500 in fines because he didn't have the voluntary agreement, or he didn't have a signpost. Stupid little thing.
Justice.
There's no need to impose heavy fines on these restaurant owners to get them to change things a little bit.
We should do that with a parking check.
Say?
There's a quick change to the motion is also added to the parking checkers.
The parking is
worth it.
I'll work with you on that. Yes.
Do we have any further comments?
You missed.
There's nothing in this bottle, so it won't affect you if I hit you.
I have one other comment, and that is that I observe that hundreds of my neighbors are leaving every year, many of them in desperate financial circumstances. When I talk with them about what's going on, they're embarrassed that they don't have the finances, or that the early sign is their phone is cut off, or there are other things that happen. And many of them have been involved and have donated their lives, much of their lives, to building our local communities. Those people are just as important to us as our merchants, and they are voiceless in this. They have come to community meetings and civic meetings that I've been in attending for decades, and they say that we need to orient the policies, including the alcohol policies, so that it supports local employment. And within a walkable area, because many of them can't afford cars. So the alcohol policy that is being outlined, some of the small area plan and transportation plan issues, I think should be addressed to the missing population of people that are on the margin and we don't hear from. And I believe right now they are in the thousands. So that is a set of issues that has not been addressed, and my pleas to have it addressed have been ignored. And I think the agency then must step in, because the people very often writing these policies are professionals that are too distant from these realities.
Okay. I'd like to thank you all for coming out. I think we shared some real good information here tonight. And prayerful. hopefully we'll progress on and come to one accord on most of the subjects that bring up. And I'd like to thank our translator for tonight, who did a wonderful job. And y'all be blessed in your travels home.
Thank you for coming.
This is me, thank you.
I want to have another bus.